Hi, everyone. I couldn't get around to recording a new episode with Daniel this week because we were both very busy, but I realized that I had enough material for a blooper reel. So here are bloopers from the last few months. Like, I'm thinking about Christmas to now. There's a lot of fun ones in here. There are a lot of really crazy ones in here. I really hope none of them ever make me lose out on a job opportunity. But yeah, I hope you enjoy. Any updates we should give in the cold open? Anything new?
For the cold open?
Mm-hmm. I don't have COVID anymore. That's fun.
Oh, yeah. Me neither. No, and I never did.
Yeah. I can't believe I got COVID. That's crazy.
Yeah, we can't figure out where it came from.
Yeah.
Because it was like, all you did was like, eat that one bat.
I'm not using that.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the podcast where we go absolutely cuckoo bananas over our favorite characters from Degrassi The Next Generation. I'm Keely Bell, and you can join me every week with a special guest to talk about how these characters did whatever it takes and how exactly they made it through.
Happy, happy Hanukkah. We're juicing it up here at the Degrassi podcast.
Apropos for a Toby-centric episode.
Juicing it up at the Hotel California.
Okay. Yeah, there's something there. We also redecorated a little bit.
We did. We moved around some paintings.
We're nesting in preparation for us to live together full time.
Mm-hmm. I got a bunch of free paintings from a Buy Nothing group, and one of them was like a bloody table. It's like, it was so gross. It was like a piece of plastic just covered in like red paint, and underneath it was cardboard, and it was clearly like some kind of drawing table that somebody just like spilled all over.
Oh my God.
But it looked like bloody flowers. It was disgusting.
Ew.
Yeah. So
you threw it away.
Well, first I tried to give, no, I think actually somebody took it because I put it in the free stuff spot up here on this floor and nobody took it. So then I moved it down to the free stuff spot on the bottom floor. And unless somebody was just like, fuck that, and threw it in the trash for me, somebody took it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
If somebody were to make a seltzer water flavored like you that had Ezra essence in it, what would it taste like, do you think?
Well, there's two ways I can go with this answer.
Oh, no.
One is, you know how that ass tastes.
Okay.
And the other is like, you know, mostly sweet, but sometimes a little bit salty.
Sweet and salty. I'm trying to think of what possibly that could be.
I think of myself as a salted caramel covered in chocolate.
Yeah, like a salted caramel covered in chocolate. Where'd that come from? Me?
Yeah, because you're always on top of me.
Mm-hmm. If there were a seltzer that was Keely flavored with Keely essence in it, I think it would taste bad.
No.
I think it would taste like, I don't know. I think I would, do you think I'm like sweet or tart or?
So sweet.
I'm sweet. So yeah. I think I would taste like a limoncello LaCroix, but with something else in it. Like a pink limoncello LaCroix.
I like that actually. Yeah. Because what's interesting about it is I don't like a limoncello LaCroix, but I'm sure I would like a pink limoncello LaCroix.
Yeah.
So I think you're
interesting.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Degrassi. No, this is not Degrassi. Fuck.
Welcome back to Degrassi : The Next Generation Cuckoo Bananas.
Okay.
Welcome to.
Hey! Well, then, this Halloween, we definitely have to watch Alvin and the Chipmunks Meet the Wolfman.
Do we?
Yes. It's great. It's
I'd
cinema.
I'd rather watch Halloween Town again.
I made you watch Halloween Town?
No, I guess not. What's the one we watched?
Hocus Pocus?
Yeah, I'd rather watch Hocus Pocus again.
Okay, I typed Alvin and the Chipmunks Man, and all I'm getting is the villain from the live-action movies. I'm looking for their dad. What is their dad's name?
Maybe type that in.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And I think I'm curious, like, I don't know when they filmed this, but mm-hmm. I know she's like a newish mom, right? I mean, you wouldn't know.
I believe so.
So I wonder how much of her having a kid influenced her performance in Poor Things, because she has to play like a child-like character for mm-hmm. most of it. And so I'm curious, like, if she like watched her daughter at the high chair and was like, all right, I got to study this little bitch.
That's how I eat. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was fantastic. And I kind of want to be her for Halloween. Such a good, just feminine rage.
And listeners, before you get mad at Keely for referring to Emma Stone's daughter as a little bitch, that is her name. It's fine.
Yeah. and this leads me to something that happens way late in the series. That like so late that I don't think you will even get there. It's fine that I can tell you this. But there's another band later in the series, mm-hmm. completely different band. It's called The Studs, and a character named Peter puts his girlfriend on the band on tambourine in Degrassi Goes Hollywood just for like the sake of her, because she's there, and they're like, oh, we might as well just put her in the, because sure. Whatever. And so then he tries to get, who does he try to get to go to be on tambourine after, because he's dating someone after her. I can't remember, but he hands the tambourine to someone and he goes, looked sexy when Mia did it. And now whenever I see a girl on tambourine, I think of that.
That's funny.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who got, I don't think dumped is right, but like, let down after yeah. two dates.
Yeah.
A lot of love in the air.
A lot of love in the air. It's Valentine's Day is the next major holiday.
That's true. Yeah, mm-hmm. There were Valentine's Day cards at Trader Joe's today.
Oh, yeah. I saw Valentine's stuff at Whole Foods, mm-hmm. but it was like little like Partake cookies, you know, the brand that's like gluten-free.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
The Partake brand. And it was like little cookies that were like, Happy Valentine's Day in like little packs. Mm. And I was like, what? Who's giving these out?
That's nice to see that there's a gluten-free Valentine's Day option.
Yeah.
I might have to make a trek to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Do you like those cookies?
Yeah, I like them. But I also like can eat chocolate now. So.
Right.
Do your impression of my dad marrying a man again.
Before I met you, I didn't really know who I am, but now yeah, I kind of do. Go Cowboys.
How do you think the actress that played Sally got on this fucking show?
I think she is a producer's daughter.
Okay, that's a good guess. Yeah. I think she's a reality star, a Canadian reality star who people loved, and so they got her a guest spot on Degrassi.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, because there's no way she's an actress.
No. What was the point of her existence?
That's a great fucking question. I don't know. Maybe because they were like, okay, we'll get into it.
Welcome to...
Hey.
I thought you were...
No, I was thinking, is there anything else I wanted to say for cold open? Toby had some moments this episode, but he had no lines.
He had one line, didn't he? When he was like, when he left dancing with his mom to try to dance with the aunt.
Yeah. He says like, hi, Sally, or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I think that's it.
And then she yoinks him off screen. Kate Kerwin's a bad bitch. I love her.
Yeah.
She's so good in this episode.
Yeah. Stern mom.
Good mom.
With loving. Sternness. Not. meanness.
Not meanness.
Yeah.
God. Drama.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. I can't think of anything to do for a cold open. Anyway.
I have to imagine that in her own life, she's never worn a hairstyle that Ashley has worn.
Because yeah.
They do not flatter her.
I 100% agree. 100%. Yeah, Melissa McIntyre was done dirty by the hair and wardrobe department for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure she's perfectly lovely in real life.
She seems like a lovely woman. And I will say, later in the series, she does get a look that I do like of hers.
Okay. I also, her acting has gotten so much better.
Yes. I 100% agree.
We shit on her acting all of season one and two.
Yes. But yeah, she's...
And we were right. But this episode, she's pretty solid.
She's pretty good. Yeah. And we...
Shout out Michelle. If you're listening to this and your name is Michelle, you can boss me around.
Hey.
Not anything untoward.
I'm so sorry.
Not
what?
Anything untoward.
Untoward?
Yeah. It means like... It's like uncouth or like... It's like a way of saying nothing inappropriate.
Untoward. Like un and then like toward. Like T-O-W-A-R-T-D.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a weird word.
It is. I've never heard it. I like it.
Yeah. It's a good one.
So then.
What do you mean it would not feel good to be under
just like hot.
Oh, have you never been underwater in a hot tub?
Mm-mm.
Oh, let's do it tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to.
Maybe tonight you could put your head under the water of a hot tub.
What song is this?
Tonight, you know? Maybe tonight.
I don't know this song.
Oh, everyone else does. Oh,
okay. and
I'm
it's
so
like.
Consumed by rage.
Yes.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
You're singing a lot this episode. What's going on?
I'm manic, baby. I think it's weird. This is just a side thought, really.
Mm-hmm.
It is weird to me that we've seen so much Drake in the hospital and not a single Drake getting visited by Hazel.
Yeah. It is weird, isn't it?
Because Hazel's completely shafted by the writers.
She really is. It's like she's the most expensive extra on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's I stole that from Jenna Ushkowitz and Kevin McHale doing the Glee podcast.
Okay.
They always call themselves the most expensive extras because they're credited as main characters. They're they're in the main credits. They have top billing. Same with Andrea Lewis and Hazel. She's in the main credits. She's credited as a main character. And they still just choose not to do anything with her.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Cause I was gonna say that it's like that like Ashley will support Craig in the same way Hazel's supporting Jimmy. And then I was like, wait, we've never fucking seen Hazel support Jimmy. I'm sure she is.
Yeah. Welcome back. This is Degrassi. No, shit. Okay, start over.
No.
Wait.
I don't know what that is, but there's something there.
New sexuality unlocked. Love interest.
Honestly, though, like that works for like straight men who are in relationships with gay, with like, non-binary people, and
I'm just a love interest.
Yeah, like oh, I'm not gay. I'm just a love interest.
That's how Michael.
That's
works.
What Michael was.
Michael's a love interest.
Yes, that's his sexuality.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh my god! One of Zane's or one of Riley's quotes. Remember when he goes, "I'm a homophobe." I forgot.
I'm a homophobe. Oh.
Whoa, I'm actually out. Okay, let's actually get started.
Okay.
Alrighty. This is gonna be fun. Chaos. Okay. Okay.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Are you making them up?
I'm just misremembering.
Yeah,
I think because it was ooh. Well,
I don't know that one. I don't remember.
It was literally best of both worlds. Ooh, I'm not doing it great. I realize.
The one that always sticks out to me is, oh, whoa, whoa, oh, whoa.
It just changed its mind halfway through. Yeah. What it'd be. Are we upbeat or are we somber? We don't know. Neither does Miley.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What are other ones? I think that's good enough for a cold open, honestly.
Wrong show, wrong channel.
Wrong show, wrong channel. Oh, Hannah Montana. Good times, man.
Oh my God.
Great times. So far, Riley has kissed a hetero... So far, girly, the show has been over for 10 years. So far, Riley has kissed a heterosexual male without permission, a heterosexual female, another heterosexual female without permission, a lesbian, and his first male love interest. They don't call Zane a homosexual man.
Look, Zane is a man.
Zane is a man. But first and foremost, he is Riley's love interest.
Yeah, he has no other discernible thing.
Nope.
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 Riley is one of 5 homosexuals to have a crush on a heterosexual. Who is keeping count?
All of us. All of us.
The other 4 were Marco, who had a crush on Griffin, Fiona, who had a crush on Holly J, Tristan, who had a crush on Cam, and Zoe, who had a crush on Grace.
The 5 homosexuals.
I was about to be like down the 5 horsemen of the apocalypse.
The 5 homosexuals of the pineapocalypse.
I could see myself with him. Oh, like in marriage. No, like at a parade.
On a float of some kind, mm-hmm. waving bravely.
Between the pages of a magazine, maybe one called, I don't know, Out.
Yeah. And like I'm standing first and then he's next mm-hmm. and then someone with a B's behind that and then Adam's behind that.
Behind that. Oh, you were going to say who the B was and then.
I blanked.
Well, Ezra's here, so I can't spoil. It's Paige Michael Jones. Oh, you know what's funny? The other day, when we were recording, I was watching TikTok and Ezra was fiddling around getting the levels right and I couldn't hear my TikTok and so I held my phone up to the mic and it played in both of our headphones and he was like and I was like, oh right, I forgot that it's not just my headphones.
We're tech savvy, we swear.
Mm-hmm. Did you see?
I saw
like no Margo, no Greta. What the fuck is that?
Double no Greta. They didn't give Greta from that other film, the fucking Har. They didn't give it to Har either.
Oh my God. What is up? What the fuck is up, guys? I am so confused. And also like it's just so clearly like we've missed the point of the film.
Yeah.
We've missed the point of the film.
And like look, if I had to expand the nominations, would I have gotten Margot on that list first? No.
Oh, who would you add?
I can't remember the name of the film, but the Asian lady, I had mm-hmm. watched it, not legally. But she was great. Past lives, other lives.
Oh, I've barely heard of that.
It's an indie darling, but it was good. I mm-hmm. liked it. Annette Bening's movie that I'd never heard of until just now, had no idea that was there. Get her out of here. get her out of here. Give me, I don't know. Is Fantasia, was she good in Color Purple?
Yeah, yeah.
Was Taraji good in Color Purple?
Yeah, they were all good.
You know, like, Mark, like, when I watch Barbie, is Margot turning in an Oscar-winning performance? Sure.
See, my thing is, we're always so impressed by people who can turn out the drama, but we're never impressed by people who can turn out what Margot gives in Barbie.
Which, yeah, and I agree. And I think that, unfortunately, but I love America Ferrera.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only reason they gave her that Oscar nod is for that monologue.
Monologue. That's exactly what I said.
And here's the deal. Here's the deal. I don't know why we don't give comedy more like rounded.
Truly.
Like rep.
Like, truly.
I didn't watch the fucking Holdovers.
Right.
So I don't know how funny that was or how funny it wasn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that woman who everyone is saying she's going to win, mm-hmm. which if that's true, you go, girl.
Yeah.
If it's that cut and dry, do it. But, you know.
Yeah. And I think it goes to show like Barbie was a movie about womanhood and the expectations on women in society, made by women, produced by women, and it's getting snubbed in a lot of its woman-led categories, whereas Poor Things is a movie about womanhood and the experiences and expectations on women, directed by a man.
Yeah.
And it is sweeping.
Yeah. And the way, like, Greta not getting a nomination for Barbie is an actual crime.
Like, it's beautifully directed.
It's
and written.
It's there isn't a better version of that film in the hands of a better director.
No.
I don't believe that's possible.
Yeah.
She did the thing. Give her the nomination.
Yeah.
Break your rule of only having one woman on your on your director's list each year.
Right. Anyway.
Anyway, back to Riley Stavros. Back to the woods.
Back to gay anger.
Back to gay rage in the woods.
Oh yeah, Zane doesn't go to Degrassi at this point.
No, he does.
He does.
Yeah, he's a student.
He does. Because he's a student. He was at yoga.
Because lest we forget. At yoga, I'm sorry. I'm just gonna repeat every single moment from that one mm-hmm. episode. Riley goes, good luck on your bio test.
Ah, yes.
And then at the very end of he goes, oh yeah, I aced it. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself now. And then he bites his lip. And I came in that moment. Because that was in the mashup, the YouTube mashup.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I aced the vinyl file. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. And then he stretches and bites his lip. And I'm like, excuse me. Excuse me,
hot,
sir.
Hot man.
Excuse Shannon. Shannon.
A man named Shannon.
And he wore it well.
He did. He really does. But yeah. Yep. You know, I never really thought about like fucking Eric Osborne, who played Miles, being straight in real life.
Yeah. And like, yeah.
I never really thought about that. Like, I think about it a lot for Argyris. But I don't think about it for Eric. I don't know why. Well, because I don't think about him as much.
Well, because Argyris was very clear. Like, that's a straight.
Yeah.
Doing his best.
Doing his best.
And there were a bunch of really, really horny teenagers, both men and women, who were like, mm-hmm. are you gay? And he had to put it in his Twitter profile.
Right.
Heterosexual. I'm sorry. And like, I always knew that's a straight man.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. But
straights don't know.
I think there are a lot of straight girls and a lot of desperate gay men who are like, we could change him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you can't. He has pussy written all over his face.
Yeah.
No, I don't like Marco. Why do you keep asking me?
If I did, I'd name my daughter Marcia. Marcia, Marco.
Well, yeah, but you'd have to fuse it with somebody. So it would be
Darko. Marklin. That's it.
Marklin. Or fucking, oh, Tristral.
Oh, Miles and Tristan is Trials.
Trials. Ugh.
That's a name.
That's just a name.
Yeah.
As opposed to Miston.
Miston. That's also a name, I feel. A millennial would name their kid Trials or Miston.
These are the twins, Trials and Miston.
Um.
Yeah, we had all gay people on this show be good-hearted for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Let's introduce a vile spawn of Satan for
please.
Once.
Please. Oh, I would love that.
And make Daniel J. Herman panic when you release it.
I just need to point out that all of the Riley-centric episodes have the craziest names. Still Fighting It.
Yeah.
Fucking...
Bad medicine.
Beat it.
That's the iconic Riley episode.
Yes.
And
oh
man
yeah.
With two hearts in your eyes.
A man with two hearts.
Unfortunately, that was still happening. It gave me indigestion.
Can you say that one more time so I don't have to cut it together?
Unfortunately.
I
do have to point out something that we missed, a very mm-hmm. critical thing that we missed. We missed the one time they actually do bring up Gaydar with Dr. Chris.
Oh, yes.
We missed Riley and
Anya's that on purpose because I was like, this isn't a Riley plot. It's an Anya plot.
No, but it also is a Riley plot because Riley's also horny for Dr. Chris.
Yes. Dr. Chris. Everyone's horny for Dr. Chris. He was hot.
Yeah, he was hot.
And also dating a teenager.
Which is not hot.
But, so then...
That's a fun one. Yeah, that works.
Okay.
What's the other one's name?
Buttercup.
Which one's green?
Buttercup.
Oh, that's who I meant.
Oh, well.
It's too late.
If you were... a Powerpuff Girl, which one are you?
Buttercup.
No. Buttercup is mean.
You're my bubbles.
You're bubbles. You're fairy bubbles.
You're my bubbles.
I'm Blossom.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm pretty. Yeah. I wanted to be Bubbles as a kid, but mm-hmm. I am very much Blossom.
I wanted to be Buttercup as a kid, mm-hmm. but I'm very much Bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not allowed to be Mojo Jojo.
Yeah. Why aren't you allowed?
Well, people take issue with his accent.
Oh, right. It's like vaguely Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never really thought about that.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Ready?
Which Samurai Jack are you?
I don't know. I didn't watch that. Is there only one? There's only one. Yeah. Samurai Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
That one white man who lives in this samurai town.
He's not white.
I'm pretty sure he's white. He looks just like the professor.
I never thought of him as being a white samurai. I always thought of him as being Japanese.
And isn't like when you compare him to the rest of the world, he looks white?
I've never done that.
Like aren't the other characters in Samurai Jack like explicitly like anime?
I thought he was too.
He's like not. He's like very much in the style of Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, definitely.
I might be wrong about the world looking anime.
No, he's Japanese.
Oh, good for him.
Also, I Googled Samurai Jack White and Jack White as a samurai came up. Very funny.
That's a comedian, right?
No, Jack White is a guitarist.
Oh, that's funny.
A rock star.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You recording?
We are.
Alrighty. Pretty apt episode for the season of the year that we're in. Valentine's Day.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
I think it's funny because, like, Degrassi will never explicitly say it's Valentine's Day.
Right.
But they'll always have like one like sweethearts dance, true love dance, you know, like all these types of dances that are like clearly built around Valentine's Day, but they never say it.
And that's because obviously St. Valentine is Christian mm-hmm. and Degrassi is a satanic show.
Mm-hmm.
So they could never.
Yeah, that wasn't funny.
Well, you know what? You know, I feel like, okay, I wanted to make a joke, but it would have been on his side, so I don't want to make it. But I am going to say what I was thinking. which is that Charlie was an old lady. Like, she looked like 30.
Yeah, she looked very old.
So he was cradle robbed, and now he's cradle robbing. You know,
it's a cycle of it's a cycle of abuse.
Oh. 911.
She's on that?
I don't know. She has some cop show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
LAPD. She's in the LAPD in the show.
Cool.
I've never seen it.
I'm trying to power through this episode, honey.
I'm trying to make a sides. All right, keep going.
So if you have sides to say, say them while I'm talking. I feel like I'm talking for a long time, and then you're just like...
If I say them while you're talking, then you get mad at me for interrupting.
No, I mean, like, contribute to the recap.
I am. What depends how dramatic you'd like to be in your foreplay. In English class, you have to do it with a little bit of flair for the dramatique.
That was bad.
Well... I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, I thought you would find something.
I thought so too.
Lots of penises. Lots of Degrassi related penises today.
I can think of one.
Two. Jay.
Oh, right. Yeah, the other one really overshadowed it.
Mm-hmm, literally.
We're recording this on a momentous day, folks.
The day that Drake's penis was what's the word?
I thought we were going to take it strong.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
Well, just you'll splice it together. Just say it again.
The day that Drake's penis dropped online. The day we all saw Drake's penis.
Drake's penis dropped a long time ago, but today.
Today we all became aware.
It graced us with its presence. Online.
Wow. Holy cow. Yeah.
My all first right. thought seeing the clip, and I know this is a cold open and you're not going to use this part, but my mm-hmm. first thought seeing the clip was, oh, he's holding a fake penis. Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
It's attached at the base.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of it.
Yeah. I just don't, like... I just recently wrote a sketch about a guy with a giant dick walking around a locker room with mm-hmm. his pants off and all the other guys being like, I'm still a man.
Mm-hmm.
And no.
You feel emasculated by Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm not even a man. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Neither am I.
What? You want to turn the light on?
No, do it.
You don't want to be too quiet and sad and dark?
It's too late. I saw the penis.
Okay. It's not about the size. It's about the size.
Honestly, no matter what you said next, I'd be like, I'm sure he's got me beat.
Okay.
The motion in this ocean is straightforward.
Do you want me to cut that?
No.
Okay.
My cousin's on one, folks.
I know. Yeah.
You can cut it if you want. But.
I don't want to cut it. I just wanted to make sure, like, you weren't.
No, no. Like, he's not going to listen to this.
I know.
And that's my big problem with the episode. Picks or it didn't happen, you know?
I'm cutting that.
Oh, come on.
They're minors.
I don't mean it.
We need to. You will thank me when you're famous and and people can't dig around on this podcast and find you saying stuff like that.
Well, they'll just go to my other podcasts.
So true. Awooga, humana, humana, humana.
Wario.
Sucking dick and cock, time and place. That is, I make that reference to you. It is a it is a viral meme.
Yes.
Sucking dick and cock.
Van Helsing is a gonorrhea allegory.
Van Helsing is?
Yeah, the plot.
Oh, the plot.
Van Helsing is the man who's trying to stop STDs from spreading.
He's
Van Helsing is trying to kill gonorrhea one crossbow bolt at a time.
I almost called him fucking Fauci. And I was like, wait a second, Fauci is COVID.
Hey, Fauci doesn't like gonorrhea either.
Yeah. Yeah, so true.
He gets it all the time. He hates it. But he can't stop. He wears a mask and no condom.
Our energy is chaotic today. Doesn't it feel chaotic?
Yeah, we've been cooped up inside for too long.
I 100% agree. Yeah. Our feet are kicked up on our little air mattress.
Yep.
Our furniture is all over the place. We haven't seen anybody in 3 days.
Stop raining.
Please. We want to leave the problem the house.
Is I'm also not insured like as a driver right now. Yeah. Just for a brief, there's a whole stupid thing. But so I can't drive and I'm comfortable driving in the rain, but Keely is not. So
I was until I went out the other day and I came back
traumatized.
Yeah. Looking like that little boy that they found in the woods. Have I ever shown you that picture? You never seen that picture of the shell-shocked little boy who went missing for 3 days?
No.
His name's Riker or something, and he went missing for 3 days in the woods. And his family was looking for him for 3 days. And he went into those with a normal little ginger kid. They brought him out, and there's a picture of him getting brought into the ambulance. He's gaunt. His eyes are like, he has a 1,000-yard stare. He saw some shit in those woods.
Oh, my God.
That's how I felt coming back from the rain.
You don't think... Nah, you're going to cut it anyway. I'm not going to make
it. You were going to say you don't think you saw Emma sucking Jay's dick in the woods?
Yeah.
thank you for not even bothering. But yeah, so I'm comfortable driving in rain. I'm not comfortable driving in
it's really bad out
torrential
there.
Conditions that once my umbrella goes inside out, that's when I'm like, nah, fuck this. This rain doesn't respect me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Cause I wanted to go to Harold's and watch them last night, mm-hmm. but I was like, I can't make Keely drive me in this.
No, thank you.
That's not worth it.
Yeah.
Sorry, friends. I wanted to support, but yeah. My girlfriend doesn't let me support the arts.
Sorry. I would rather him stay here with me and watch the Harlan Coben collection on Netflix.
Supporting the British arts instead.
Yep. Fuck American arts. Anyway.
Improv is the true American art form.
No, I think that's musical theater.
I think, honestly, we do compete in the two most American art forms.
I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We took a nice little breather there between episodes, but now
I needed that.
But now we're diving back into the gonorrhea mm-hmm. of it all. Okay.
Well, Jay's not James,
right? But Jimmy and JT.
Wouldn't it be funny if his real name was Jason, but he went by James?
No.
Oh yeah. Okay. I was just checking.
If your real name was Jason, but you went by James, that would be funny.
James.
That's we should turn the white people onto that. Name your sons James.
Yeah, white people.
Well, that sounds like something they would name their kids.
Yeah. It is a last name of a character in something. I can't place it, mm-hmm. but I honestly think it might even be like John Janes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a detective who goes by Janes. I don't remember.
I think Janes is a cool fucking name. The Mormon moms in Utah should really get on that.
Yeah.
With their big little hats and their Stanley Cups. So
their Stanley Cups full of lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that not fucking Saving Private Ryan? No, it's that other movie.
I think you're thinking of Saving Ryan's Privates.
No, Shaving Ryan's Privates is the joke.
No, it's not. No, see, I made the joke.
And therefore, it's not.
And therefore,
that.
I know. It's what I said.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's this one movie with like fucking Ben Affleck or something that my mom likes. And we watched it one time, but I don't remember what it was called.
The only Ben Affleck movie I can think of is
Batman.
No, I can't think of that.
Geely.
No, I don't want to think of that.
Jersey Girl.
I've never heard of that.
I love that movie.
Ben Affleck movie, Argo.
Okay, good talk.
And keep that in.
Yeah.
Can I take that again? I thought of a better version of the joke.
Sure.
Okay. It's not that you got your demons out, is that you got a demon in.
Yeah.
Worth it, right?
I'll use one of those.
Okay.
And so then back at the hospital, Jimmy confides in Nurse Paula. So then
it's like smoking your first joint and smoking your first pole, you know? They're equivalent.
Okay. So then the boys bring Jimmy back.
I'm saying I got gonorrhea from the first time I smoked a joint.
When I was in high school, or not high school, definitely not high school, when I was in college, mm-hmm. and I was giving hand jobs, I was like, I hold your world in my hands right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it does. It's really riveting. It is a riveting experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very open to being riveting later, but I don't know. You cut that. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Hard bail.
So then,
as always, these are really fun to put together, and hopefully next week Daniel and I will have gotten together and recorded a character analysis episode for you. Hopefully it'll be Zane. And then we will resume with the recaps after that. But I hope you guys had a lovely Valentine's Day. I hope you are having a lovely life. Thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.